The African Man Original.
We live in a world that is constructed of the theft of the resources, both material and human, of African and other people as a consequence of its existence. Stealing black labor, black bodies, black territory, of the rape of Asia, Latin America, etc. It's a rotten, foul social system. That's the world we live in. And if you raise the question of reparations, it makes it necessary for African people to come to terms with this. So much is done against us all the time. Demoralizing black people. You took my money, you took my resources, you stole every damn thing we got. I want it.
Solidarity Not Charity is hosted by the African People's Solidarity Committee. We thank the African People's Socialist Party for allowing us this time on UhuruRadio.com. The African People's Solidarity Committee is an organization of white people working under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party that leads the Uhuru movement for the liberation of Africa and African people all over the world. Solidarity Not Charity invites other white people to participate in this discussion about why it is in our truest interest to stand in solidarity with the movement for the liberation of African people everywhere. We recognize that peace and security on this planet will never be possible without justice and liberation for African and all oppressed peoples.
Uhuru, and welcome to Solidarity Not Charity. This is the show of the African People's Solidarity Committee on UhuruRadio.com every Sunday at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Harris Daniels, and I'm a member of the African People's Solidarity Committee here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where we're broadcasting from today. We organize in the white community to build support for the worldwide movement of African people struggling to take back their resources and have self-determination through liberation. We want to remind listeners that if you have to leave your computer, you can also listen today by phone. In the U.S., you can call 515-489-1670. In the U.K., you can call 0870-068-4407. In Azania, in Cape Town, you can dial 21-673-6887. In Johannesburg, in Azania, 11-287-2287. And that's to listen on your phone to Uhuru Radio live. If you tuned in last Sunday to Uhuru Radio, you would have heard the broadcast live from African Liberation Day, which was a truly historic event in the long and just struggle for African self-determination. And if you missed any of it, you should make sure to check out the archive section of the Uhuru Radio website. You can download or podcast the entire day's broadcast. It's so crucial for all of us to understand what's developing right now in the African Liberation Movement, and especially everything led by the African People's Socialist Party and the Uhuru Movement worldwide. And just, I know from listening last week, one of the most exciting elements of ALD, African Liberation Day, was the opportunity to hear from all the rising young leaders in the movement, presenting on all the rapidly developing fronts of the International African Revolution. And in particular, one of those organizations that was formed by the African People's Socialist Party that's really taking off in a rapid pace right now is the student wing of the party, known as the African Internationalist Student Organization, or AISO. And joining me today on the show is President Odion Osejiafo, the International President of AISO, the African Internationalist Student Organization. Uhuru, President Odion. Uhuru, Comrade President Odion, are you there?
Uhuru.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show
today. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Great. Really appreciate, you know, your presentation.
Uhuru, Comrade.
Uhuru, can you hear me? Uhuru. We may be experiencing some technical difficulties.
Uhuru, yeah. You're cutting in and out there.
Okay. I'll try to speak clearer and more directly into the microphone.
Uhuru,
can you hear us now? Uhuru, comrade?
Yeah, I'm able to hear you.
Great. Sorry about that to our listeners and to our guests.
I'm able to hear you now, yeah.
Great,
you're coming
great.
In now.
All right, apologies for the technical difficulties, and this is our guest, President Odion Osejiofo, the international president of AISO. And last week at African Liberation Day, you gave an incredible presentation just really showing the vision and the goals and mission of AISO, which only recently just had its founding conference. And I would like for you to share with our listeners, if you could please tell us, what is the vision of AISO and maybe a little bit of history of the organization?
Well, as you stated, AISO, once again, I want to thank you for having me on the show. As you stated, AISO was just founded a month ago in Huntsville, Alabama, at the University of Alabama A&M, which is a historically black college and university in Huntsville, Alabama. And at this founding conference, we elected the first National Executive Council of AISO. So we're a new organization, but we've hit the ground at a rapid pace. And our vision is, as I stated in the presentation at ALD, is inextricably linked with the African People's Socialist Party. They're a parent organization. They're the ones that created us. So our job is to rally and unite all oppressed and disposed African students under the same ideology that the party rallies the population under, which is African internationalism. So our focus is on students, and definitely our vision is to win these students, the best of these revolutionary students, into our organization, into active AISO membership. So this is what we're currently doing now, and that's what ALD was a critical event. It wasn't just an event for the sake of having an event.
Right.
It was an event to bring students for the purpose of education for liberation and unification. So ALD was imperative for AISO, and this is why we brought forces from Toronto to that event. So our vision is inextricably linked with the party line, with the African People's Socialist Party. It's just our focus is on African students.
Yes, and that's really significant.
And one of our duties is to definitely spread the influence of the. Yeah, so one of our duties definitely is to spread the influence of the APSP as the organization or the advanced detachment of all African of the all the African working class. So it's our job definitely to educate the students politically so they become politically conscious on the college campuses around the world, and to win these students into the revolution, which will definitely constitute a critical blow to imperialism.
Uhuru. In terms of the history of the African liberation movement, President Odion, has there been a revolutionary student organization in the past similar to AISO, or is this really the first type of organization of its kind?
From what I'm aware, there has been revolutionary student organizations before. I think the All African People's Revolutionary Party, headed up by Kwame Ture, who was a Pan-Africanist. I believe they're still around. They were actually a student organization primarily, and they were a revolutionary group, but their focus was mostly staying on the university and college campuses around the world, and they weren't tied to a revolutionary political party. So that's the difference. So there have been revolutionary organizations. I believe there's a revolutionary organization in Azania, South Africa, as well. And we've actually made some contact with this organization in the past. So there are revolutionary organizations out there that are, and I believe the one in Azania is connected to the PAC, the Pan-African Congress.
Right.
I believe the name is PASMA. So there have been other organizations in the past in the African Liberation Movement. The only difference is ours is tied to a revolutionary party that works for the African working class. From what I'm aware, AARP, or the All African People's Revolutionary Party, it was a Pan-Africanist organization. And as we know with Pan-Africanism, they believe in rallying, uniting all Africans, but they don't take they don't critically look at the issue of class, which is imperative if we're going to win this revolution. We have to look at the class that will lead the revolution. You can't just say because we're Africans we're going to lead the revolution. There has to be a class that leads it. Because we know, all history hitherto is class struggle. That's the history of the world. So the African People's Socialist Party takes class very seriously, and that's what African internationalism is. We believe that we have to rally and unite all Africans under the leadership of the African working class, aligned with poor peasants. So our organization, yes, there have been revolutionary student groups before, but our organization differs because we take class very seriously, and we're tied to a revolutionary working class political party that represents the class interests of the African working class and poor peasants, which is the only truly revolutionary group on the earth, and the only group on the earth that's able to bring about international socialism. The reason that is because Africa is the breadbasket of the world. So
right.
Only Africans could liberate Africa. And considering that Africa and African people are the pedestal of capitalism, we're the only people that are the only truly revolutionary group on the earth.
So I just want to say technically what we're dealing with right now is that there seems to be a large delay between our discussion, so there may be some pauses and things like that, but we'll just have to work around it. It seems like we are broadcasting normally, though, and I appreciate your patience with this. But if you could speak to, pre the founding of AISO, what was really the climate for African students on campuses, I guess worldwide, but, in North America, in Canada, in the U.S. in particular, before the founding of this organization, what options did African students have if they wanted to fight imperialism?
Right. Well, if we go back with the counterinsurgency program, primarily of the United States government in the 60s, a byproduct of that counterinsurgency program against the African community. So we know that the FBI had a counterintelligence program that assassinated our leaders, such as Fred Hampton, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. We know that the federal government was involved in these murders of our leaders. A byproduct of that counterinsurgency program was also on the college campuses. And we know that after the Black Power movement, so in the late 60s, early 70s, college campuses, because of this military defeat by the counterinsurgency program, student groups that may have been revolutionary became cultural, or they were just cultural study groups, and they focused on retaining African history and artifacts of African history and culture, etc. And the reason that was, the whole point of the counterinsurgency program was to spread fear in the African community, and also to immobilize it and kill the revolutionary spirit of the people. So we saw people that now were apprehensive about joining any revolutionary organization, student or otherwise, that would destroy imperialism. So they would join a cultural group that focused on knowledge of self, for instance, or focused on retaining African history and learning about Africa being the birthplace of civilization. But it did nothing. It was a disconnect between the reality of what was going on, which was the counterinsurgency program that they were victims of. AESO is here to bring back the revolutionary politics on the canvases, to eradicate that fear that people have, that apprehensiveness that people have about joining an organization that's going to finally destroy imperialism once and for all. So before AESO, we've seen organizations that did nothing. There was a disconnect between the reality that was going on in the real world, which was police murdering our young African people, police brutalizing us, police brutality, one out of every nine African men being imprisoned, three strikes laws and you're out, or what have you, anti-gang initiatives, basically the terror on the African community. There's a disconnect on the campuses around the world. African students before AESO are not interested, or were not interested in joining any organization that would finally fight this terrorism and this imperialism, because they were apprehensive to join it because of the success of the military defeat by the U.S. government. Right. And we have to admit that. We have to admit that we were defeated military in the 60s for us to acknowledge the mistakes and fix it. So AESO is here. We're going to be the vanguard student organization of all African students. And I mentioned in the presentation at ALD, that's a normative statement, but it's going to happen. That is our aim and objective. That is what we're projecting, and we know that this organization, there is no other organization out there like AESO. And this is an international organization that's going to bring revolutionary politics back onto the campuses for the purpose of education for liberation and unification.
Uhuru. That's powerful, because what that represents is a consolidation of what had before not been challenging imperialism. You know, the potential of all these African students on campuses organized, whether they were in cultural groups, intellectual, academic groups, or in fraternities and sororities, you know, it's just such a great revolutionary potential just on the organization alone. But now focusing it with the analysis is and the linkage with the African working class revolution is, that's the power. That's really what's going to come out of that. That's really inspiring, too. So the founding conference of AESO, that was just last month, correct? That was in April. Could you tell us a bit about, who was represented there and what kind of resolutions came out of that conference?
Most definitely. The founding conference, it's been a struggle for AESO to come about, but it was finally founded last month. And as I stated, it was at the campus of Alabama A&M. Represented there were the chairman of the African People's Socialist Party, O'Malley Yeshitela, was actually present. And the interim chairman of AESO, Kobina Bantushango, was present as well. And we had students coming, myself and the current Secretary for Finance and Economic Development, Rochelle Wilde-Georges, actually took a 23-hour bus ride from Toronto, Canada, down to Huntsville, Alabama, for this founding conference. And that's where I was elected president of the National Executive Council. So we were small in numbers, but we were able to consolidate the NEC. So founded at this conference was the position of president, secretary for finance and economic development. We founded our secretary general, who's Tanaja Ali, who's been working vigorously on the Alabama A&M campus for Impedum, which we know is an organization that defends the democratic rights of all Africans. And Coco Lewis was also consolidated as the secretary for media communication and publicity. And as well as David Gondway. David Gondway was founded as the Secretary for Education and Arts. And he's from Toronto, Canada as well. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to make it to the conference, but we were able to communicate with him through Skype, through the technology, to have him present in the conference, even if it was his voice alone. So at this conference, we were actually able to adopt the IESO Constitution, which is our blueprint for how we're going to liberate our people. It's one very basic document that is essential for the structure of this organization. And it was adopted on the first day of the conference, so that was consolidated. We consolidated every person there had to write an oath. Promising that they were going to defend the African working class and poor peasants at any cost, and that they would not sabotage the work of IESO. So that was a very significant and powerful gesture that everybody at the conference did in terms of signing that oath and reading the oath out loud to acknowledge their commitment to the African working class, because that's ultimately what we are. We're African internationalists, but we're here to struggle and serve the people. We're struggling with the people, we're going to be the leaders of the people, and we're going to serve the people. And so there's a high standard for IESO. The same standard that's held in the African People's Socialist Party is the same standard in IESO. We have to follow the same rules of party discipline. It's a constituent organization of the party. And this is what I want people to understand. When you join IESO and become a member of IESO, you're joining the African People's Socialist Party as well. And when you're no longer a student, there's still party work to be carried out, and you're still a member of the African People's Socialist Party. So this founding conference was powerful. There were presentations by the chairman. I did a presentation on corporations and their link to slavery. Comrade Rich, who is part of the executive committee of Impedum, also did magnificent scientific presentations on doing outreach, and as well, we consolidated the new emblem for IESO. So we got a lot of work done at this founding conference. Like I said, we were small in numbers, but in terms of quality work was produced. And the next conference in Toronto, Canada, February 6th to 7th is going to have more numbers and more quality. I know we're going to definitely get more positions filled within the National Executive Council. It's going to be a powerful, powerful conference next year in Toronto. And the founding conference was imperative. And this is what started the ball rolling. So we consolidated a lot, definitely.
Really appreciate that overview on what's been going on so far. And I'm looking forward to talking some more about, where IESO is going. And also, the question that we always raise on this show about North Americans, white people, and their, relationship to this. We are going to take a quick break at the half point of our show now and, put out some information about how you can participate in supporting the Azania branch of Uhuru Radio. So we're going to go into that and make some announcements about some events in the Uhuru Solidarity Movement and come back in a minute with our guest, President Odiano Sejiafo in Toronto, Canada, the president of the African Internationalist Student Organization on Solidarity, Not Charity. Uhuru.
I want to send out this message to everyone who is listening to Uhuru Radio today. We need...
Uhuru. And we're back on uhururadio.com. This is Solidarity, Not Charity, the show of the African People's Solidarity Committee. We apologize for some technical difficulties we're having. I believe they may have been All corrected at this moment, it's just a connection problem. If you were listening before, you may have had some problems with the broadcast being choppy. And we are back live. I want to announce a couple events that we have going on in the Solidarity Movement. I just want to echo what was said in that presentation, in the piece we just heard, as a promo for the subscription. If you're not already a subscriber to Uhuru Radio.com, you really need to go on Uhuru Radio.com and sign up to subscribe. You get over 50 speeches from Chiamalia Shetella. Access to all the archives and a free gift if you subscribe. And your subscription of at least $10 a month or more will support the setting up of the Azania branch of Uhuru Radio. So please do that if you have the means and you're interested in supporting such a vital media communication tool to unite African people worldwide. Just to say what's going on in the Solidarity Movement Philadelphia here, we want volunteers for the Clark People's Flea Market. Saturday, June 14th is the next flea market, and we do it once a month, every month through October. And if you're interested in getting involved in this great fundraiser, contact us at philly_office@apscuhuru.org or call 215-387-0919. And there'll be an event in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on Wednesday, June 18th, 7:30 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, 2125 Chestnut Street in Center City, Philadelphia, with Diop Ubala, who's the international organizer of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement. The event is called The Real Issues Obama Won't Talk About, The Real Crime in Philly, Poverty and Oppression. And that's going to be a really dynamic event. That's going to be building off of what was the main topic in the afternoon session symposium, the Ballot of the Bullet Revisited at African Liberation, which is about Obama, Barack Obama, the front-running Democratic presidential candidate of 2008, who failed to even address a single issue of the African community. And the Uhuru Movement, of course, is not supporting another candidate in the election against Obama, but is saying, vote Uhuru, really vote and support through the real on-the-ground direct organization, the work of the International African Revolution. Is represented through the African People's Socialist Party, the Uhuru Movement, and PEDUM, the ASI, and of course, the African Internationalist Student Organization. So joining with me on the show today is President Odion Osejiofo, who is in Toronto, Canada, and is President of the African Internationalist Student Organization, or AISPO. Thank you again for joining us, President Odion.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Excellent, and it appears that our delay has not returned in terms of the technical problems, so we'll be able to have a more dynamic interview for the rest of the show, which is great. And I want to invite listeners right now to participate in this discussion. You can call in and ask questions and participate in the discussion on the air by calling 727-565-1599. So we're talking about the recently consolidated and founded AISO, African International Student Organization, and just really how it's taking on the question of the revolution amongst African students internationally. And we've seen other organizations that are mostly white-led. And I just know personally what I've been seeing in Philadelphia as something on the rise is the reformation of this white-led radical group that takes its name from a group from the 60s, Students for a Democratic Society, or SDS. Are you aware of that organization, President Odion?
Yes, I've heard of them briefly.
Well, they just seem to be completely white-centered and liquidate the question of colonialism. Yet they're also trying to participate in issues on campuses and in communities related to African working class people, which of course is offensive. And I wanted to ask you, in terms of these kinds of groups, because there are many of them, of course, if there is any kind of semi-progressive, or I guess pseudo-progressive organizations that are actually not led by African people or African workers that are, you know, providing this option on campuses to people. What can groups like AISO or North Americans who know about the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, what can we do to take on these groups?
Right, most definitely. Yeah, the white left, as you've mentioned, fails to acknowledge. I mean, they can say things like down with capitalism, down with imperialism, or what have you, but there's no acknowledgement of parasitic capitalism, which is what we really need to talk about. And the chairman didn't mention this in his speech at ALD. He's heard down with capitalism before, but how about down with parasitic imperialistic capitalism that lives off of Africa?
Right.
Which is totally different from capitalism. And as we know, capitalism was born imperialistic. It didn't turn imperialistic. The startup capital, if you will, was the bodies, the literal bodies of African people. That was the startup capital for this whole economic system. And as well as the stolen lands of indigenous peoples here, and the hunting of black people in Africa, which was a commercial enterprise done by Europeans. So most definitely, I think your question was how you can organize against these groups, correct?
Right, and just to put another line out there, to put the party's line out there, and really take it on that way.
Yeah, the number one thing I suggest is always expose these groups for what they are. Expose them for not speaking about the real issues, and glazing over the real contradiction that lies in this society today in regards to Africans, and the contradiction that expose the crisis that imperialism is currently experiencing. So we know that imperialism is not all that it's hedged up to be, because if it was truly hegemonic, people wouldn't be resisting it all around the world. We wouldn't see the resistance in Cuba or Venezuela or Nigeria or in Iraq or Afghanistan. People around the world are resisting white power. They're resisting colonialism. So we know imperialism is in crisis. And there's so much in crisis that they're even putting up the potential of a black president to lead, to be the general, the chief and commander of their organization, of their corporate state.
Right.
So my advice to the African People's Solidarity Committee in regards to countering these white left groups is to project the party line of the African People's Socialist Party, project Yeshitelism. Instead of saying down with capitalism, say down with parasitic capitalism, and expose these white left groups for the opportunists that they are. It is offensive, like you said, for them to be leaders of issues that affect Africans. How can they address the issues that face Africans? Well, that has to be led by the African working class. So the African People's Solidarity Committee is a perfect organization because it stands in solidarity. It stands on the right side of the question of this contradiction that faces our community. And what you guys are doing is great, organizing in white communities and exposing this contradiction that lies in our societies now. So my advice to you is to reject the party lines. You should be spreading the influence of the African People's Socialist Party wherever you are. And you should be educating people on the fact that only the African working class can lead about a international socialism.
That's right.
And then you provide facts for that. Why is that so? Well, because, like I said, Africa is the breadbasket of the world. Every resource you could think of is in Africa. And everyone has their hands on Africa except Africans.
Right.
We see this with China. We see this with France. The UK and America, the imperialist powers all have their hands in Africa. So you project that party line, project the fact that our enslavement, the enslavement of African people and the dispersal of us around the world was directly due to colonialism and imperialism, and it brought about the current economic system today, and all the wealth that even white left, the privilege of being a white worker, came about through the enslavement of African people.
Right, absolutely.
Right, so you need to definitely project that to these organizations and expose them. That's the main thing, expose them to the people for who they really are, which is opportunists, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can. There are issues that affect Africans that these groups take on, and they have no business taking it on. That's up to Africans to take on these issues. They can stand in solidarity, but not to be the leaders of issues that affect Africans, because it's white power that's the primary contradiction.
Right.
So how can whites lead the problem when whites are that's the primary contradiction that we face. So you definitely, but as we've seen with the APSC, you can stand in solidarity and acknowledge the fact and stand on the right side of the question.
Right, right. I appreciate that answer, President Odion, because so often, you know, part of this imperialism that's in internalized in every one of us in the white community is that arrogance that we feel that even if we consider ourselves progressive, that we have the answer, that we can lead the solution to solving the problems of colonial people. But it's not at all that. It's about taking a humble stand and working under the leadership directly. And you spoke really well to what students can do where the party and the Uhuru movement is not organized. But we have a question via email from Lisa in Minneapolis, who's saying she's really excited about AISO building on campuses around this country and wants to know what white students can do to support AISO's work. And she said, both on a campus where AISO is active and one where they're not. What about places where AISO is active? What kind of relationship are you building with North American students there? Is that developing at all?
Right. There are North American students on the campus, for instance, up here in Toronto at York University, that have some semblance or understanding of the organization. In terms of organizing what North Americans can do, as I stated earlier, it's definitely spreading the influence of AISO and the party as well, letting other North Americans know about AISO and standing in solidarity with us on the right side of the question. That's something definitely we could do. We also admonish all North Americans to go to our website. You could contribute in terms of resources to the cause.
Right.
So resources are definitely one way, because just like any other organization, AISO needs human and material resources to carry out our work. So North Americans could definitely contribute in terms of material resources and spreading the influence of AISO on the campuses. If there's an AISO there already, you could stand in solidarity once again in terms of contributing resources. If there isn't one there, you can stand in solidarity with other student organizations, African student associations or groups, in bringing down AISO to help organize the students and bring students back into a revolutionary process. So definitely resources are one way that North Americans can help and really prove that they do stand in solidarity and that they really do care about bringing international socialism. Or scientific socialism. So that's definitely one way that I think her name is Lisa.
Yes.
Can help out. Go to our website, AISO, AISO, Uhuru, Uhuru.org. You can contribute there. You can give. You can even give us a call at 905-965-9288 and find out how you can send resources into AISO and help us to organize definitely around the world. Most definitely. That's something that Lisa can do.
Great, great. Really appreciate you putting it out, because we have lots of other North Americans who are eager to, you know, get involved in this process. And whether they're organized through the Uhuru Solidarity Movement or not, they have a responsibility to turn over the resources that we have as benefactors of imperialism. And it's most really definitely. Important, yeah, whether AISO is on a campus or not, to take a stand against attacks on Africans in your city, because a campus doesn't just exist as a bubble outside of the context of being in a city. In any city you see in our system, African and other colonized peoples are catching hell. So it's really important, like if, for instance, in Philadelphia, for white students to take a stand against the attacks on African people here. It's so brutal. We have a campaign in Uhuru Solidarity Movement, 10,000 people against stop and frisk. You know, the police here are implementing this program which is completely targeting the African community, particularly young African men. And it's really important that we break our historic complicity with the state's ability to carry out that kind of counterinsurgency.
That's amazing to hear. That's actually very nice to hear. 10,000. Wow, that's very impressive. And
that's our goal.
As you stated, yeah. Oh, that's the goal. Most yeah. definitely. I know you're going to hit that goal too. Non-action is complicity as well.
Right.
So definitely, I encourage all North Americans to take action and stand in solidarity. And contribute those resources and spread the influence of AISO and the African People's Socialist Party and spread the influence of the whole Uhuru movement. This is the vanguard organization of all African working people, and you should be educating people that don't know about AISO.
Right.
Let them know. Bring up a conversation and say, hey, have you ever heard of AISO? This is the organization. This is what they do. They're about bringing politics back, revolutionary politics back onto the campus, and working constructively in community projects as well. And we're not just going to be stuck on the campuses. We're going to close that gap between theory and practice, and we're actually going to practice African internationalism out in the community as well. So this is not an elitist student group that's stuck on campuses,
right.
Although that's our primary goal, but we're also going to be out in the community as well. The campuses do not exist in and of themselves. They're part of society as well. So we're going to be in the general public and on the campuses.
Right. That's really important. So out in Toronto, at York University, is it?
Yes.
What sort of struggles are you currently involved in that you're taking on out there?
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, we were founded a month ago, but we were able to organize a bus trip of 46 people from Toronto to Washington for ALD, which is our first major event that we were able to put on. And out of that, we were able to consolidate some membership, people that were interested in membership in our organization. Currently, the organizing committee at the campus of York University is organizing a community project that we're still trying to finalize the logistics of. In terms of serving the people. So like I said, we're going to be out of the community. We're going to be providing political education classes for free, and as well as some type of breakfast program or even a dinner-type program with tutoring, homework help, and political education classes.
Great.
So this is the struggle. Like I said, we serve the people, and we can't expect the people to come on board without being the leaders of the people and showing them that we really care about the people, because we are the people. So we're not separated from the people. We're going to be the leaders, considering we're part of an organization, but we're struggling down in the trenches with them as well. And we're going to raise the standard of living, and we're going to raise the standards of discipline on how Africans should be and how we should be to wage revolution. Because the unfortunate reality is our enemies are very organized. They have the resources to carry out the evil things that they want to carry out against the African community. So we have to be twice as organized and twice as disciplined. So this is the struggle that AISO is waging locally. And like I said, our purpose is education for liberation. So we're currently working on implementing free political education classes beginning September of this year. Right now we're off of school, so there's not much people on the campuses, but
right.
We're currently working on implementing that program, and as well as a community project. And AISO in general is one of our major campaigns that we're working on is a reparations campaign, which is going to be huge, and it's going to take a lot of resources to carry that out.
But stay in tune, definitely, for those developments.
Uhuru, that's excellent. Reparations is a key question. And, at, you know, speaking on behalf of the African People's Solidarity Committee, it's a key part of our work to support the call for reparations every day.
That's amazing. That's good to hear.
And, you know, that's our responsibility in the white communities to turn over the resources and to support the right and the just struggle of African people to reclaim control of their resources and, you know, work in principled solidarity. So we are in solidarity with AISO, as we are in solidarity with the African People's Socialist Party, which founded our organization. And
thank you.
If white people out there, North Americans or Europeans, want to get involved in supporting the work of AISO and the Uhuru movement in general, go to our website at apscuhuru.org, apscuhuru.org. And, you know, we have about 10 minutes left in the show. If you want to get in on this discussion, we have had an email question. You can email your question in at dj@uhururadio.com or call us at 727-565-1599. And this is just really exciting that this organization has now been founded officially and been moving forward. And off the heels of ALD, you know, it's just lots of work to do. And just so much exciting developments happening in the movement. And also this year, it's just becoming deeper and deeper the more that Barack Obama's campaign develops. The more it seems like he's going to win the Democratic nomination, and the more it seems like people really are going to do what it takes to vote him in as president, if that is what's going to happen, it seems like the question of African liberation and the issues, the real issues in the African community, such as poverty and prisons and the education system, are becoming more and more struggled around with Reverend Wright and other leaders, you know, calling out Obama for what he is, which is a neo-colonial puppet. Is this something that AISO is also taking on in the campuses?
Oh, most definitely. That was the whole purpose of that bus trip from Toronto to Washington, to expose neo-colonialism in their last, this is a last-ditch strategy, it appears. I mean, to propose a black president, and we already know the ideology of the United States of America. We know that neo-colonialism is in trouble. And Kwame Nkrumah and others said that neo-colonialism is the last stage of imperialism. After this, there's no more.
Right.
So there's no other strategies in terms of like the white power and blackface is the last strategy that they have. So they're counting on this to work. So yeah, our purpose of the whole bus trip was to educate those, it was primarily students on that bus, 46 forces, as I mentioned, to come and hear the presentations at ALD and primarily hear the chairman's summation of the world, of this phenomenon of Barack Obama. And it is a phenomenon. This is just, Chukwe Lumumba at ALD said, this is great theater. This
yeah.
is just, there's people that have never been involved in politics that are involved in politics now.
Right.
And they're extremely well-versed on Barack Obama. They know everything about this man. They know his history. They know his policies. It's just, it's crazy. And these are individuals that have never been involved in politics ever. So we see imperialism winning people to their forces and getting them involved in this phenomenon. And it's our duty as the whole Uhuru movement to educate people and expose imperialism for what it is. And the primary thing at ALD that was very productive was the Revolutionary National Democratic Program that was implemented through IMPIDAM,
right,
which will counter the program put on by the imperialists. And this is a program, I believe it has 26 demands, and this is a direct, this will counter and parallel the program that's been put out by imperialists, which is Barack Obama in and of itself,
mm-hmm.
and the policies that he projects. So we're it was a very productive ALD, and many of the forces coming back from Washington to Toronto have been persuaded, and they've been influenced, and they now know who Barack Obama really is, which is white power and blackface.
Right on. Yeah, that's that's so important to expose that, because so much is being done to convince people that he is progress, or he is, you know, the hope and change, the words he likes to use. So we really have to counter that in every aspect of this movement. White people, too, he's getting so much support from white liberals because they know he's not black power.
Exactly. And blacks think he is black power.
Right, as the chairman was saying. And that was just so clear from all the presentations at ALD that what we're really seeing with the Uhuru movement, that's real black power. If you want to get behind black power, that's what we got to support. Well, I really want to thank you again, President Odion, for being on the show today. Really appreciate it. It's really important to put this out and, you know, win support for all the programs of the Uhuru movement. But especially, you know, for young people finding themselves in a university with access to all these resources to connect to an organization like AISO.
Most definitely. Thank you for having me on the program. And I want to remind all the North Americans and Africans listening to definitely take a look at our website, as I mentioned, AISOUHURU.org. We're on Facebook as well, the African International Student Organization. We have a group page there. And if you're interested in becoming a member or bringing us to your campus, give us a call at 905-965-9288. Or you can even send us an email at info@aisouhuru.org. And I want to thank you, comrade, for having me on the program. It was a great discussion, great interview. And we definitely need to expose imperialism for what it is. And I like the work that APSC is doing and continue the progress, definitely.
Uhuru, thank you very much, President Odion, and forward to the African Revolution. Uhuru.
Uhuru.
Okay, so we're wrapping up today on Solidarity, Not Charity, and I just want to announce that if you are a North American, a white person, or you're in Europe or anywhere in the world, and you are a person of European descent, and you want to take responsibility and work to support these programs, you can get involved. You can go to our website at APSCUHURU.org. That's APSCUHURU.org, and connect to our different branches of the African People's Solidarity Committee. If you find yourself in the Tampa Bay area near St. Petersburg, Florida, the email is stpete_office. That's stpete_office@APSCUHURU.org. Or in Oakland, California, in the Bay Area in Northern California, you can call 510-625-1106. Again, that's 510-625-1106. Or email oak_office, that's oak_office@APSCUHURU.org. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the Northeast, you can email philly_office, that's philly_office@APSCUHURU.org, or call 215-387-0919. What you can do immediately to get on the ground and participate in fundraising work to support programs like AISO and the All African People's Development and Empowerment Projects is to volunteer for our Clark Park People's Flea Market in West Philadelphia. That's coming up on Saturday, June 14th, and it'll be every month through October. And you can get involved through contacting us in Philly, coming to our meetings to participate in the campaign against Stop and Frisk and defend the democratic rights of African people. Those are Thursdays, every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at the Uhuru Solidarity Center at 3733 Lancaster Avenue in West Philly. And also, we'll have an event Wednesday, June 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church at 2125 Chestnut Street against the phenomenon of Barack Obama, and it's addressing the real crime in Philadelphia, poverty and oppression, with Diop Olugbala, who is the international organizer of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement. So this is all the time that we have left today. We're going to sign off from Solidarity Not Charity, and it will be the end of the broadcast day of uhururadio.com. We want to play one more time, since I think we had some technical difficulties at the midpoint, the promotion to encourage people to become subscribers to uhururadio.com and support the project to have a Nazania office, which we know will forward the communications aspect of the International African Revolution. This is Harris Daniels from the African People's Solidarity Committee saying, Uhuru, all power to the people, black power to the African community, and solidarity, not charity. Uhuru.
Uhuru, we want to send out this message to everyone who is listening to Uhuru Radio today. We need your support. Next month, UhuruRadio.com is going to establish our first news bureau on the continent of Africa, in occupied Azania, also known as South Africa. Our comrades in Azania have already secured a facility for broadcasting. Now, we must equip and train the members of the news bureau so that they can get started broadcasting live from Azania, one of the very important fronts of our international movement. Throughout the African world, our people are facing severe economic and military aggression carried out by the forces that seek to enrich themselves at our expense. African people everywhere are resisting and struggling for our freedom and the return of our resources. As the African liberation movement builds rapidly throughout Africa and the world, it's urgent that we expand our ability to communicate and unite the struggles of African people towards victory and independence in our lifetime. We need resources to make this happen. If you haven't already subscribed to Uhuru Radio, we ask you to do it today. Get out your credit or debit card now and go to the subscribe page on uhururadio.com. For a minimum contribution of $10 per month, you will get access to free unlimited downloads of the archived speeches of African People's Socialist Party Chairman Omalia Yeshitela. You can download these dynamic presentations.